From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. Missouri health officials say a woman's death is the second in the state associated with the use of vaping products. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services said today that the unidentified woman was in her mid-50s. The department says that it concluded through discussions with the woman's doctors that vaping contributed to a chronic lung condition. The agency says that since August, it has found 35 cases of lung injury from e-cigarettes or vaping. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said yesterday that the total of confirmed and probable cases nationwide is now at 2,172. More than 40 people have died. The Iowa-based Casey's General Stores has announced plans to build a new distribution center in Joplin. It will be the company's third. From Joplin, Fred Fletcher Fierro has more.
Casey's, which operates over 2,100 stores across 16 states, disclosed plans to construct a new distribution center in Joplin on Thursday morning that will service between 400 and 600 of the company's convenience stores. In a press release, Ed Vasky, Vice President of Transportation and Distribution for Casey's, said, quote, "Joplin is an ideal location for Casey's third distribution center due to its geography and ability to serve our growing market areas. We appreciate the support from the state of Missouri and the city of Joplin and look forward to sharing more details in the future," unquote. No word on when construction will begin or how many new jobs the distribution center will bring to the area, although 200 new jobs were created after Casey's built their last distribution hub in 2014 in Indiana. I'm Fred Fletcher Fierro in Joplin.
With the 2020 census fast approaching, community leaders want to ensure that Boone County gets represented fairly. This morning at the Daniel Boone City Building, officials outlined the importance of getting a full and accurate count of the population. The Columbia Missourian reports that Mayor Brian Treese says there is a lot at stake when the census is only counted once every 10 years. The 2020 census will be the first census where people can respond online. Paper forms will also be sent out. The data from the census will be used for multiple government programs as well as playing a role in private business decisions. Census Day will be on April 1st. President Donald Trump has announced plans to nominate the executive director of the Kansas City Public Library to lead an independent federal agency that the White House has tried to shutter. The Kansas City Star reports Crosby Kemper III will become director of the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences, pending confirmation by the U.S. Senate. President Trump's federal budget proposals for the last 3 years have sought to close the agency, which has an annual budget of about $242 million. The agency supports the nation's museums and libraries with research, policy, and grants. The American Library Association and Republican U.S. Senator Roy Blunt have praised Kemper's nomination in written statements earlier this week. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.